This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Yeah, no, seriously, it's the Christmas stocking. It's a new one. Thank you for your patience this year. I'm sorry that this is just going to be a slow year, and I'm really sorry because I love doing the show, and I haven't enjoyed not doing the show, but I'm just trying to make some changes so that I can move forward in 2019, you know what I'm saying? But I did want to talk to you about some Christmas stuff because, you know, it's not Christmas if I don't. So I've talked some about the origins of Christmas lights, but I'll be honest, I'm not sure which episode. I tried to find something on the old drive of my old computer and I couldn't. So let's talk about it again. I found out some things I hadn't known and it was from Smithsonian Magazine, so it's probably true. Well, I hope so. Obviously, electric Christmas lights didn't come along until electric lights did, and maybe it shouldn't be surprising that Thomas Edison was involved. He invented the first popular light bulb and the way to harness and deliver electricity after all, or at least he has the credit for that, but I'm going to avoid all the controversies about that. First of all, if you aren't aware of the history of Christmas trees, you should listen to some old episodes that I will try to link in the show notes if I remember, that discuss the history of them. And I think actually Christmas lights might be involved in some of those episodes. And maybe one other. I'll have to check. They were popularized in the 19th century, especially when Queen Victoria married Prince Albert, but were around since the 16th century. Supposedly, Martin Luther himself added putting candles on the tree to light it. In the 19th century, it was clear that was a dangerous thing, which the folks at Edison saw as an opportunity. It wasn't actually Thomas who had the brilliant idea. It was the guy who hired him. Hired Thomas Edison? Well, yeah, he had to start somewhere. And I don't know that he started at the Automatic Telegraph Company, hired by Edward Hibbert Johnson when Thomas was 24 in 1871, but he was a workhorse. Thomas Edison ate at his desk, slept in a chair there, and Johnson recalled that in 6 weeks he'd gone through all the books available at the company, written a ton of abstracts, and made 2,000 experiments. I should mention that Johnson was known as a great salesman, and P.T. Barnum was around in those days too, so he might have learned something. So the story might be exaggerated. He really was impressed with Thomas, though, since he followed Thomas Edison when he left to start his own company. Johnson was instrumental in making Thomas's inventions saleable. So yeah, Johnson worked for Edison, after Edison worked for Johnson. You might have heard, Thomas Edison invented a little thing called the light bulb. He did this decades before people had electricity, so it was hard to know if it would ever be a product. Thomas and Mr. Johnson and some others thought it was, though, and they invested $35,000, which was a fortune back then, to form the Edison Lamp Company to sell the things. And Edward Hibbert Johnson had a genius idea. Those candles on Christmas trees had caused a lot of fires, especially once Christmas trees became popular in the few decades prior, and folks didn't quite know how to handle them. Johnson set up a tree in a window of the office overlooking the street, wired 80 bulbs colored red, white, and blue, and put them around the tree, sitting on a revolving pedestal powered by a generator. Then what did he do? He called a reporter who gushed about the beautiful lights and eggs in the beautiful parlor on the beautiful Christmas tree. Well, folks wanted to see this marvel, and they came to see it from the street. He did this every year, and crowds grew. Sales, though, not so much. Not yet. There still weren't many homes with electricity, for one thing, and the lights were probably expensive for businesses. $12 a string of 16 in 1900, which Smithsonian says would be about $350 today. And that was after President Grover Cleveland installed electric lights on the White House tree. I think Grover Cleveland helped, though. By 1914, you could get a 16-foot string for $1.75, and they were all over the place by the 1930s. Electric lights were better, but they were still a fire hazard for decades to come. I'm really glad they're much safer now, especially the LEDs, which don't get nearly as hot. It seems like everyone has Christmas lights these days, whether they celebrate Christmas or not, and whether they're celebrating Christmas or not, right? But 150 million sets are sold in America alone every year, to add to the millions and millions already stored. Hark! I hear the Gothard sisters calling. Hark! The herald angels sing. In the Christmas stocking.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Gothard Sisters are wrapping up their Christmas tour for 2018, right around the time that I'm putting this out. But they have a couple of more dates already set up for 2019 that aren't Christmas, but they're gonna be great. So if you live in Washington or Oregon, I suggest you look for them. Thank you so much to everyone who's given to the Christmas stocking, especially in this paltry year of episodes. I'm sorry about that. I really feel guilty. I plan to contact you guys to see if you want the money back, because my output really is depressingly low. I'm hoping this isn't the only episode. I don't think it will be. Among the folks being way too generous, especially this year, are Nancy from Nebraska. So much, so much. Werner in Europe, and David in Arizona. Go to mychristmasstocking.net if you would like to give in spite of, you know, the lack. From me, not for me. And since there was a weird snafu with the last episode I released, I actually recorded stuff. You might have gotten the original episode. iTunes decided to just throw out the original one instead of the one that I posted and linked to specifically twice in the posting. So I wanted to say again, just to make sure. Stephanie in Vermont says, "Happy birthday, Dad. Glad we can share our love for Christmas with our favorite Christmas podcast." Oh, man, I'm blushing. Thank you so much, Stephanie. You are way too generous, too. MyChristmasStocking.net has all the episodes, so you can go back and listen to the original old episodes. Find anything that you like there. MyChristmasStocking.net. And you can reach me there and at 323-487-1225. As always, you can say whatever you like. Wish somebody Merry Christmas. Share your favorite Christmas memory, your favorite Christmas tradition, or whatever you'd like to do. If you don't want to be on the show, just mention that when you talk to me on the thing. But I love getting messages. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. Steven, thank you for the kind words and for understanding. You too, Aaron in Arkansas. Thank you so much. I am at Xmas Stocking on Twitter. Jim at Wild and Silly. Thank you very much. You're also being way too kind. Hello, Pageant Cast. That's a podcast about beauty pageants, which goes behind the scenes. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And Wayne at Wayne A. Clark, who went to the Silent Night Chapel in Oberndorf, Austria, where the famous carol was written this month 200 years ago. I'll try to remember to include a link to the story of that in the show notes. I'm Lee Cameron. Next new episode, I'm thinking maybe I'll tell you the story of another classic carol. Maybe. Not sure when or if it'll happen, but I'm hopeful. So I hope you'll be here too, in the Christmas stocking.